Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we begin the 14th week of the 2021 legislative session, we're entering what I call the crazy phase. It's that point in the session predictably characterized by unpredictability. As strange as that sounds, it makes perfect sense to those who have spent any time at all working in a legislative session. So what do I mean? Up until this point, bills moved through the process in a predictable fashion. They're written, introduced, heard, voted on, and transmitted to the other house where the process begins all over again. If they get enough votes, they pass and are sent to the governor. It all runs like clockwork until we hit the final days of the session. Most of the easy bills have already been dealt with. Now, the horse trading begins. Bad bills that we thought we had killed in committee suddenly appear on the House or Senate floor because someone was willing to trade a vote to advance another bill that also may have been stuck in a committee. After a while, the process begins to look like a finely orchestrated game of whack-a-mole. Normally dependable legislators, whose votes you never thought to count, suddenly go sideways on a no-brainer bill just because they're trying to breathe life back into one of their pet bills that's on life support. It's frustrating, but you can't lose your temper or you could lose their vote on yet another bill. This is also the season of the blast motion, a motion made on the floor to take a bill from a committee against the wishes of the majority on the committee and bring it directly to the House or Senate floor for a vote. Blast motions are easier in the Senate than the House because the Senate only requires a simple majority to succeed, whereas the House requires a supermajority. All of this adds to the drama and unpredictability of the final days. It also adds to everyone's heartburn. Years ago, I was standing in a hall with a group of legislators and lobbyists when someone asked if anyone had any Tums or Rolaids. We nearly died laughing when everyone's hands went into their pockets and produced one or the other. It's actually sad when you think about it, but everyone, lobbyists and legislators alike, have months, if not years, invested in some of these bills, and no one wants to see their hard work go up in flames. In addition to blast motions, there's another process that can be highly unpredictable, and that is the appointment of conference committees. When all is said and done, every bill has to pass both houses in the exact same form before it's sent to the governor. If a bill passes one house and an amendment is added in the other, the bill sponsor has two choices. He can either ask the original house to agree with the amendments, or he can ask the original house to reject the amendments and send the bill to a conference committee. Because both houses of the legislature are controlled by Republicans, the conference committees are made up of two Republicans and one Democrat from each house. Depending on the bill, the committee can either be a standard conference committee, which can only consider changes to the amendment, or a free conference committee that can essentially start from scratch and rewrite the entire bill. Once the committee agrees on language, the bill is then voted on again by the entirety of both houses. It's less convoluted than it sounds, but depending on how close we are to the end of the session, these conference committee hearings can be scheduled with as little as 15 minutes notice. As you can see, all of this contributes to the predictably unpredictable nature of the final days of the session. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.